OCH joins extreme woke left in destroying the definition of women. By Hannah Blow on September 9, 2021. Far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Wednesday joined the woke left in destroying the definition of women in an attempt to be politically correct and defend her usage of the phrase menstruating people, only to proceed to accuse the GOP of protecting the patriarchal idea that women are most valuable as uterus holders. The self-proclaimed feminist forcefully defended her use of the phrase menstruating people on Wednesday, proclaiming people outside of that scientifically sound category can menstruate too. Not just women. Trans men and non-binary people can also menstruate. Some women also don't menstruate for many reasons, including surviving cancer that required a hysterectomy. She said, failing to note that there are only two biological sexes and that only females can menstruate or become pregnant. GOP mad at this are protecting the patriarchal idea that women are most valuable as uterus holders, the New York lawmaker continued. Ocasio-Cortez, who is purportedly devoted to science, added that people need to grow up and accept that trans, two-spirit, and non-binary people exist. Again, she failed to recognize the reality of two biological sexes, effectively erasing women in the process, despite her status as a feminist. Ocasio-Cortez is hardly the first figure to erase the reality of women. Last year, for example, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary appeared to update its definition of female to include having a gender identity that is opposite of male, despite the fact that its primary definition negates that entirely. Reading of, relating to, or being the sex that typically has the capacity to bear young or produce eggs. It made a similar move weeks before, updating its definition of trans woman to a woman who was indented as male at birth, effectively erasing the basic concept of biological sex. In December 2020, NASDAQ also moved to erase the reality of biological women by requiring companies to increase diversity by including a director who self-identifies as female.